Day 1, Ash Wednesday. The birds sing every morning in our neighborhood. Most of the time, my brain filters this reoccurring sound so that I don't register the bird song as I fetch the paper. Only when I pause and listen am I aware of the music surrounding me. We may hear the gospel regularly at church or in our devotions, but our minds can dull its potency hearing the same message over and over. Lent gives us the opportunity to remember and appreciate anew the gifts of our Savior. John the Baptist charged his followers to prepare for the Messiah's coming. During Lent, we prepare for Jesus' coming at Easter in the resurrection. Of course, Jesus doesn't rise again every year on the first Sunday preceding the first full moon falling after the spring equinox, but annually celebrating significant events helps us remember, and Easter is pivotal in the Christian faith. So, what do we do in Lent? We give up or take up something that will seize our attention, something doable but still challenging. Why? The depth of our memories fades as time passes. We need reminding of the passion of our Lord in a way that seeps down deeply to our roots. What is that corner of your soul that needs surrender? Let Jesus use it as a means of revealing Himself to you. When Easter finally arrives, you will be rejoicing with true joy. Philippians 3:8. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.